This week we start a new book which is called Vayikra. Vayikra means he called. With this element of warmth, with an element of tenderness, that God calls to man. And the book then tells us about the various offerings which will be brought within the Mishkan and later the Beit HaMikdash. Korbanot. And the word korban doesn't mean sacrifice. The word for that would most likely be zevach. The definition of korban is lekarev. Again, to become close. Now, if we would be just a little bit cynical, and sometimes we can't help it, we would say to ourselves, wow, this is great. A world that has korbanot, a world which has a mishkan, is a wonderful world because essentially I can do whatever I want and then just write a check, send the check off to the synagogue send the check off to the mishkan, and everything's fixed. That's the rules that God made. So I just want to point something out, which I think we need to pay attention to, and it's going to help us perhaps understand a little bit better how this works. If we look for the various sins or sin offering, so of course we have to be careful with translating Hebrew words into English words. The word chet actually means mistake. So using the word sin offering in a sin is really a strong term. But let me explain exactly what the point is. The Mishkan doesn't really have an offering to be brought when we did something deliberately, when we did something premeditatedly, when we sat and we thought deliberately we were going to do this sin. It doesn't seem to work that well. The sin offering is for a mistake. It's for doing something which is wrong, for missing the mark, but not when it's premeditated, when it's an accident. Now, this isn't to say that we can't fix mistakes that we've premeditated. We can. Tshuva can work for that, although it's not easy. We can repent such sins. But the Mishkan was a place which is really telling us, I need to think, I need to focus, I need awareness, I need mindfulness. I need to make sure that I don't make these mistakes because I wasn't thinking properly. Which means the Mishkan is a place which ultimately, hopefully, gets me to think more. Gets me to manifest that incredible gift that God gave us, this gift of our minds. And yes, we can use our minds to plan our sins. We'll realize that those are going to be the ones which are much more difficult to fix. But we even need to use our minds to assure that we're not going to lose focus and do mistakes by accident. Because sometimes accidents are a lack of focus. Sometimes we get ourselves into trouble because we weren't thinking enough. Sometimes the places that we get is because of a lack of awareness. Which means the world of the Mishkan means to get close to God. The Korban is to get close to God. The Beit HaMikdash is a place to get close to God. And one of the best ways we come close to God is by using that gift that God gave us, by using our minds, creating greater God awareness, and not getting into those moments when we're just simply not thinking and therefore had quote-unquote accidents. Part of the fixing process is not just sending the korban over, not just sending over that gift, not just sending over that check to the building committee, as it were, the building fund. Rather, part of fixing the issue is having a great deal of mindfulness, a great deal of God awareness. And hopefully that type of thinking and awareness and focus will prevent us from getting into those situations that later need to be fixed.